Was pretty fair for the first 2 days of the Derby. Not so by yesterday, as some anglers reported seas to 5 feet between Douglas and Admiralty Islands. Michael Gerhard checked in with Derby officials at the Douglas dock yesterday and files this report.
By Sunday afternoon, the weather had turned bad on the participants of the 42nd annual Golden North Salmon Derby. At the Douglas check-in during the 2 hours leading up to the 6 o'clock deadline, few boats were actually coming into the harbor with fish. Many could be seen passing by, heading up the channel to the Juneau Harbor. But many of the check-in officials believed it was only a matter of time before things picked up.
But it's very exciting when they start coming with the big fish. You know, it is exciting. You stick around, it is exciting.
But the excitement never really came as the slow pace continued up until 6 o'clock. Peggy Garrison, a volunteer for 23 years with the Derby, said the weather might have been the culprit.
Were there more people coming in here at this dock than in previous years? Or
no, less this year, less. Oh yes, way down, Because normally I'd be running in all directions, you know, and boats coming from all directions. So it's really been slow this year, really has. I think the weather has a lot to do with it. And a lot of people said it was really rough out there. I think they might have come home early.
Most of the fish being turned in on Sunday afternoon at the Douglas dock were too small to qualify for the main prizes and were being turned in for the scholarship lottery. This is Michael Gerhard.
The Coast Guard says it was a pretty